This is Sunday's Supplement, the podcast pullout that flops to the floor the moment you open your newspaper. Each week, we get our fingers inky so you don't have to. We put two of Britain's Sunday newspapers head-to-head to see which is the best supplement. So, pull out your papers, liberate your supplements from their wrappers, and find out which paper you should have bought last Sunday. It's episode 139 of Sunday Supplement.
Blimey.
I know, scary.
I feel like we've been around as long as the internet's been around.
Yeah, because we have been broadcasting our podcast since sort of the mid-90s, haven't we?
Early 80s, isn't it?
Have we? Well, there was online stuff in the early 80s, wasn't there? But was there an internet?
It was more like, it was an interstring, wasn't it? It was just the two computers. So it wasn't really a net or a web. It was a string.
Okay. I see what you've done there. So, did you get a newspaper for our 139th special edition?
I did. And for this very special number, for 139, of course, we all know what that means in history. And also the day, 139 is very significant. So I got to celebrate this. The People.
People? I thought you were going to get the News of the World.
I know you did. You told me to because it was free Lego.
I didn't tell you to. I just pointed out that it had free Lego.
Because you went to the shops early and you were like, yeah, I'm going to get my lollipops, going to get the paper.
I did get lollipops. That is true.
What flavour lollipops did you get?
I got apple, which was lovely.
Unusual.
Lovely. Unusual. Lovely. And cherry. Bit of a classic.
Ooh. So you've got actually those are slightly sour flavours. Maybe not cherry, but the apple one. Was it an apple sour?
Not sour, no.
They always have a bit of a ting to them, those flavours.
I like my lollipops to have a ting rather than a sweet smack.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you had nothing to say to that.
And for the readers, I just want you to imagine the sight of Simon Dunn sucking a lollipop.
I got the Mirror.
Oh, yeah?
And you had the idea this week that we should have a headline off. Who's got the best front page headline?
Well, yes-ish.
I'll go first.
Okay.
I've got The Love Nut, which is pretty good. Blushing Wills and Kate are given rare giant aphrodisiac as honeymoon gift. And initially, I thought it just looked like a giant rotten apple. But
it does look like a woman's bits. I saw it.
It does look like a woman's bits. It really does, yeah.
Imagine a woman's bits. And imagine those bits made out of wood. Ironic, huh?
Yeah. And that's the coco de mer.
So there you go. Is it?
Yeah.
The cock of the sea.
Can you beat the love nut? No, I don't want you to beat my love nut.
No, I don't want to go near your love nut, if it's all the same with you. I think I'll leave that little thing somewhere buried in the chocolate. I'm just leaving that alone. Okay. Barack Sparrow.
Barack Sparrow?
Yeah.
Right. Have they got a picture of the president dressed up as Johnny Depp?
They have a picture of the president aged about 9 years old dressed up as Johnny Depp. And underneath it says, from pirate to president, see page 15.
So when he was a kid, he dressed up as a pirate. And this is front page news in the Sunday papers.
Exclusive. Barack Sparrow.
Cut things out and keep them then.
Shit, yeah.
This is where we get the best bits of our supplements.
And by best bits, we mean bits.
The least worst bits.
The least worst bits.
Yeah. Certainly in the tabloids. You can sometimes have great articles, but it's very rare.
And this is a week where we don't. Is that correct?
Well, put it this way. I've got a picture of Jerry Halliwell.
Ah, from the Spice Girls, that Jerry Halliwell. Is she fat or is she thin?
She's thin, but she's got a fly undone. So this is news, apparently. They say she's got a fly. They've drawn a big white circle around it and an arrow pointing at it. It doesn't look like it's undone to me. So, that's important, isn't it?
Yeah, I can see why they are focusing in on that.
Basically, I'm in the gossip page where it's no one can resist tittle tattle. And, you know, they might be right. I'm talking about tittle tattle. Nice tittle beaver. Tattle.
What?
Was Jodie Foster a bit tired and confused when she decided to cast the ranty, scary Mel Gibson in her movie The Beaver? And what was she thinking, making a film about a man who only communicates through the method of a furry beaver on his arm in the first place? The movie, which opens in the UK next month, bombed so badly when it opened at a mere 22 cinemas in the US, it made a grand total of £63,000.
Seriously, Jodie Foster's made a film called The Beaver.
Yep.
Seriously.
Yep.
That must be wind up.
No, about Mel Gibson, who's got a puppet on his hand, a ratty old beaver that he communicates through. Have you not seen this?
I know that Mel Gibson does sound like a bit of a cunt, but I didn't realise he actually communicated through a beaver.
And I didn't know Jodie Foster had directed that. I bet it's actually not a bad film. Although
I bet you. I mean, it seems very odd because Jodie Foster's very sort of like hush-hush about her sexuality. Yet her first major directing.
No, she's directed other films now. Little Man Taint, for instance.
Little Man Taint.
Little Man Taint, no.
Not Taint, Tate.
Yes, Tate, yes.
Tate, not Taint. Okay.
Yeah, okay. And they just use a lot of beaver references in this thing.
They talk about a wet beaver at any point.
No.
They talk about a beaver that's hungry for wood. That's something Jodie Foster wouldn't talk about.
Oh, stop it. This is tittle tattle.
Yeah, well, exactly, but you're in the tittle tattle column and you brought this to the table and you're expecting me not to prod the tittle tattle on the table.
I'm not asking you to prod my beaver. Now listen, this is the main reason I brought this gossip column into the fray. This is spotted. Gwen Stefani in Primrose Hill with a horde of photographers following her. But they've put that as a line of text at the bottom. So either they were rubbish photographers, or they've made that up, or they're saying it as though it's some bad thing that Gwen Stefani should have photographers after her, as though that's Gwen Stefani's fault. How dare she run around with photographers around?
Surely every single picture they have of celebrities in Spotted have a photographer following them.
Yeah, exactly. Except this one, where they've put it as a line of text at the bottom.
On her bottom?
No, not on her bottom. Just in her bottom. No.
The beaver.
Yes. I mean... And it's called Nice Beaver. And the film is called The Beaver. And Mel Gibson's got his hand inside a ratty old beaver. Now just move on. It's not dirty.
Crimes of passion.
I'm already bored, but go on.
I've got the People True Crime magazine. You know, do you remember ages when I had like the boxing one with the gangsters and that? Another true crime magazine.
I had that.
No, I had that. No, you didn't, because I did ask LaFascal about what the names of it. You're just thinking you had that because you're completely idiotic and you don't know your own mind. You can't tell the difference between fiction and reality, hence why I always beat you at Article or Farcical.
It's possible. I can't remember, if I'm honest. I'm sure I had something about gangsters at some point.
No,
anyway, what's your true crime of passion nonsense?
Crimes of passion. So, literally, they've got a really weird, like, thing at the front. That I don't know what it is about the people, but they're obsessed with gore, right? So, not only do these articles have a description of, like, you know, the murder that happened, who done it, why they did it, the sentence involved, they also quite often have a picture of the corpse,
yeah,
of the crime scene, and of shots just before the murder took place. Weird horror like that. And on the front, there's a gun, right? And it's bleeding. And it's bleeding into a heart shape. So, you know, it's crimes of passion. And it really is quite vicious, some of it. It doesn't, like, hold back. What's really nice about it is each article's got a rap sheet. So it's a bit like Top Trumps.
Right.
Last name, Agostini. First name, Antonio. Victim, Linda Platt. Date, 1934. Weapon, gun. Crime, manslaughter. Sentence, 6 years.
And this is a whole supplement.
There's a whole supplement. It's full of things like Pajama Girl Mystery.
That sounds like a porno film.
Killer Obsession of the Phantom. And Poetic Ending. And some of it's really horrific. Like, you wouldn't expect that.
Why are you cutting this out and keeping it?
Because it's actually got, what's the word, journalism?
Rubbish.
Where they actually have, like, a story where something happened rather than just, like, photographs of somebody's arse and debate about whether the arse is too big or too small or just right or too bouncy or flat.
Or whether their fly is open or not.
Or whether their fly is open or not. Or silly names for films. So these are actual things which have happened. So... Right. Bonus for that. Two, they actually report on detail. And three, it's full of pictures. And it's a supplement. And it's just so weird. You know, things like booby trap horror. And, you know, Doc snaps in jealousy over wife. It's just bizarre that somebody would buy this for this. And you're kind of thinking, it's a self-perpetuating thing. So the more the people report on true crime, the more people might be inspired to commit true crime, which makes the people... Soon the people can have a true crime section of the weird, mentally ill people who have murdered people after being inspired by the people.
Balls. That won't happen. But I have to ask the question, do you have Jodie Foster's beaver? No, therefore I win. Should we play Article or Farcical?
We can if you like.
Well, yeah, we should do, I suppose. This is where you will read out four headlines, three of which are ripped from the pages of the People. The pages of the People. That was fun. And one of which is ripped from the deep recesses of your brain.
Yeah.
And I've got to decide which is the real ones and which is the fake one, Alice, Article or Farcical.
And you're rubbish at it. So let's go.
I suspect if you analyse it statistically, I am right 25% of the time, which is about right, isn't it?
No, that's chance.
That's what we're saying.
So you're saying you're no...
The whole thing is chance,
you and
isn't
a chimp are equal.
No, a chimp wouldn't be able to play it because a chimp can't talk.
A chimp doesn't need to talk, Simon. And some chimps talk better than you do, so...
We do need to talk because you have to say, I think this is the farcical, and then name
you
what
you... But you don't do that. You just go, oh...
I have done that. That is true. I have stuck a pen in it. That is true. Anyway, go on then.
Okay. Number one. Jealous ex kills Lucky with curry.
Kills Lucky? Mm-hmm. Okay. I presume they poison the curry, perhaps. Is this from your true crime special?
It is from my true crime special. Well done.
Right.
It's not from my, like, holiday homes or the puzzle section. Nope. Okay. Number two. Rat race car attack.
Rat race car attack. Is that about some sort of road rage incident?
It is.
Is that also in your true crime special?
It is.
Have you got one supplement this week?
Number three. Foxy and ferocious.
Foxy and ferocious. Is this about a fox attack?
No, this is just about women who kill.
Good-looking women, I presume. If
yeah,
it's
that's actually in the beauty section, so it's not in true crime.
Number four.
Sports star stamped on moggy.
Ooh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Don't like that one.
That's in the true crime section.
I don't want to talk about that one. That sounds horrible. I'm going to discount that one specifically so I don't want to talk about it. Stop it. No, don't. That's mean and horrible. And
well, I might have made it up, so it might not be.
Well, I think you wouldn't be discouraging me to discount it if you had made it up. Foxy and ferocious, rat race, car attack, and the jealous ex. I didn't quite understand that curry one.
Kills Lucky. Lucky's his name with curry. Because she sends him a curry laced with aconite. Ooh.
Right. Who's Lucky?
Lucky is the guy.
There's a guy called Lucky.
Yeah. I think they call him that because he's actually got an Indian name.
Right.
And so they can't pronounce it, even though they...
Even though they
can
just type it.
Their spelling. Yeah.
You're suggesting that the People is being racist.
No, I'm suggesting the People is being culturally naive.
Okay. I'm going to say you have made up Foxy and Ferocious, because that sounds like a really bad American 70s TV show.
Oh, hi. It does, actually. Sounds like something Jodie Foster would be in. As well as a beaver. So, do you agree with Simon? Do you think Simon is correct? Do you really? We've already established he has less than a monkey brain chance of winning. And that is proven true again this week because he's failed.
Balls.
No, not balls. Foxy and Ferocious, obviously.
Yeah,
is in it.
So which one's made up?
Which one do you think?
I just told you which one I think is made up.
I know, but you can't still think that one's made up because I just told you.
Sports star stamped on Moggy.
No, that's true.
Oh, God.
He was jealous of the Moggy.
Of the cat. All right, then it's rat race car attack.
Yay!
Woo, I win.
You win all our pity, Simon.
Let's delve into the mailbag.
It wasn't the mailbag last time. It was something nice, like the lagoon of letterage.
Okay, all right. I'll do something.
I prefer that. It's more feminine. It's more like if you were an estate agent and you were showing people round this podcast and say, oh, can you see this? This is the cut house and keep section. It's quite spacious, filled with a lot of crap at the moment, but you can clear it out and put what you like in here. And you don't want a room called the mailbag. The lagoon of lettering.
No, I'll be more poetic than that. Let's wander into the forest of correspondence.
Oh, that sounds a bit, Stalinist.
No, it doesn't. Dear Ms. Lawrence.
Oh, hello.
I am writing to express my horror at your continued mistreatment and bullying of Mr. Dunn. until you cease this abominable behaviour and start treating him with the respect and dignity he deserves. I can't even read that with a straight face.
Right.
I shall be going on a hunger strike.
Yay!
It will be just like the film Hunger, except I won't be smearing my shit all over the walls. Yours hungrily, Mr. Kelly from Birmingham. P.S. I shall also be forced to involve the RSPCA. See, he was sticking up for me, and then it was just a set-up for a joke to say I'm some sort of small creature.
I think the RSPCA would take one look at you, Simon, and put you down.
Dear Izzy and Simon, it has been a while since I last wrote to you. I still greatly enjoy the podcast and have even gotten back to the dangerous habit, and you'll remember this, of listening whilst on narrow mountain roads.
Oh.
Sadly, I realised that, having just downloaded episode 138, this will be the last episode. You may or may not have heard, but the end of the world is this Saturday. Technically, that was yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah. So we did survive the rapture, in case you're wondering. He goes on to say that it seems to me that all of the people who put out the Telegraph, the Mail and the News of the World will probably be taken by the Lord. And all that will remain will be the Guardian versus the Independent or the People versus the Sport. And that's from Jim in Middleton, Idaho, USA.
Idly, Idaho. How come the People is evil, but the Mirror's okay under his estimation?
I don't know.
It also occurs to me, Simon.
Yeah.
That the rapture could have happened. Because how many people get into heaven? It's only something like 144,000.
Right.
Right, over 7 billion people who live on the planet.
So you're suggesting 144,000 people went missing yesterday?
Yeah, you wouldn't notice.
No, you wouldn't notice individually on your own, but, you know, we would notice if 144,000 people had gone missing.
Not if it was, like, really finely scattered throughout the populations. You wouldn't notice.
You'd only notice them not turning up to your Oxfringe gig.
Ah, oh, nice segue, Simon.
Why, thank
yes.
you.
I don't think anybody who wants to be raptured should come to my Oxfringe gig, which is on the 18th of June at, I think it's 9:30 p.m. at the Copa on George Street in Oxford. And if you go to izzy.com, there's links to where you can buy tickets and stuff. So iszi.com. But yes, or the Oxfringe website, you can go there.
And if you can't make it to Izzy's show, you can buy my book.
Oh, God.
It's called Rotten Apple. Well, you can buy it.
He's done yet another. He's got yet another review which says how wonderful he is. And no, it didn't. It said you could sort of write a book, didn't it? Which I think for Simon is a huge achievement.
You've nearly read some of it as well.
I have. Well, to be fair, the best bit's the first bit. I've read that bit.
If you want to write to us, please do it. SundayPodcast@hotmail.com. Time to flop out the old humdongers and take them no way near a film about a beaver. You're not going to believe me. You're going to think I've been deliberately stupid for the comic effect. But I've just realised that what I talked about for my Gut Out and Keep was supposed to be my humdonger.
Right. No, you see, Simon, you're very harsh on yourself because I do believe you can be that stupid. That doesn't surprise me in the least.
Bits of it, anyway, were going to be a Mohammed Dogger, but that just leaves me one bit, which is about Karen Gillan, who is Amy Pond in Doctor Who.
Who's so sexy as Amy Pond and so awful as Karen Gillan.
I've never really seen her as Karen Gillan, but there's a thing where they put celebrities and they go, six celebrities who wore shorts and we'll judge them and tell you if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Right.
And Karen Gillan in shorts is a good thing. It gets a big tick.
Cool.
Right, the long and the short of it, do you see?
Ha!
The shorts.
God.
Those never-ending pins are so sexy in those TARDIS blue shorts. They're not TARDIS blue. They're too dark to be TARDIS blue.
Well done, nerd.
This is the clever double entendre. You ready?
Yeah.
It's enough to send the Doctor's sonic screwdriver into overdrive. By sonic screwdriver, they mean his penis. And by
right.
overdrive, they mean it becomes erect. All of them, all six celebrities are wearing shorts.
Yeah.
They all look exactly the same.
Right. But somebody's making a judgment.
Yeah. And like, so Whitney Port, no. No. Her shorts are bad. They're not as good as Selena Gomez's, even though they're exactly the same.
Simon, it's because you're not a fashion guru.
That is true.
Because when you wear shorts,
yeah,
nobody can tell because you're like Calvin in Calvin and Hobbes and they reach your ankles.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind being like Calvin in Calvin and Hobbes.
Well, you are, so well done. Your only friend is an imaginary tiger.
That makes you an imaginary tiger.
Yeah, but at least I'm cool. Right, so I've got the health section, which is just full of annoying things.
I had a whole thing about drinks again, and I did that a few weeks ago, and it was just boring, so I didn't do it again.
Well, you got to drink this in, Simon, because this is awful.
Oh,
okay. Right, literally, it's got the question and asking thing, which is just, I don't want to know that you got hives. I don't care that you want to do a 20-minute workout each morning. What should you do? I don't care that, you know, saint versus sinner. Sinner is Nando's regular chips, Nando's chicken breast fillet burger, and saint is Nando's peri-peri chicken, right? It's just not interesting.
No, it's not.
There's no science behind any of it, which is what annoys me. Do this, it says. Try coconut water. Celebs such as Gwyneth Paltrow and Madonna love the post-exercise fix, which
that's
contains...
That's the science. Celebs do it. That's the science, yeah.
But they also say, buy Vita Coco coconut water at Waitrose. You know, so it's just product placement.
That's what they did in mine. It was all about drinks and which celebrities had been pictured drinking them. The ones who'd been paid to drink them, probably.
Herbal medicines are popular remedies for many ailments. St. John's Wort below is used to treat depression. Agnus castus combats period pain, and black cowposh can target rheumatism. And pig's ears can target your fucking stupidity.
I thought you actually did a real one there.
No. New EU rules mean all herbal treatments must meet safety and quality standards. But they don't mention that St. John's Wort, if you take that and you're on the pill, it'll block out the pill and you'll get pregnant. And then they advertise this by a Norca website underneath, which just has your classic anecdotal statements from people who this has really worked for, rather than actual science. It's so annoying. It has the health thermometer, and good, eating dairy food. Bad, using mobiles may lower the quality of man's sperm and his fertility, say researchers from Queen's University in Ontario, Canada.
Balls.
What?
This balls. Is.
Well, yeah, literally. But balls, but this is the team of researchers. There's obviously been some study done.
And is being misquoted.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Just read bad science. That's all you need to do.
Oh. It's so annoying.
It's time to decide then who has the superior supplements this week. And it's a toss-up between what I got. I was going to say I got
you
News of the World.
You read one page. You read one page of your entire blooming supplement. One page. You haven't read anything else out other than what's on that one
right.
page.
Randomly then, I'll read someone else out and you'll know
okay.
why. Okay. Help our agony aunts give their opinion on readers' problems. No one cares. It's a different page. Fashion news. Everyone is loving colourful denim. Or there's Scott Mills. I tried a cure for being gay. It didn't work, obviously.
I didn't know Scott Mills was gay. There's a thing. That was interesting.
Denise and Baby. Her column is called Out and About. Talking of Denise Van Outen, we were earlier. Not on mic, so just...
Yeah, so don't talk about that. You're an idiot.
So, yeah, I win because I've clearly got the best.
You're an idiot.
Is he
wins?
You
is
can't
he
win
wins?
With the people.
I got the true crime section. At least it was interesting. At least there's some.
It was
actual...
macabre and disgraceful and
Oh, what? Mine was macabre, disgraceful and and you were talking about beavers constantly.
And Jerry Halliwell had her fly undone. What's wrong with that? God. All right, fine. The newspaper, if you really want to go back in time and buy a Sunday newspaper.
I think actually if we were going to do that, we'd both go for News of the World and get a free Lego man.
You don't know that I didn't buy the News of the World myself.
I do know you didn't buy the News of the World yourself. Because what? If you had, you'd be going, I got a Lego man. Oh.
What if I'm more mature than that?
What if? That's a good... If you were more mature than that, you wouldn't have gone on for half an hour about flies and beavers.
That was just what was in my supplements this week. I can't help it if that was all that was in
there. There's other things in... You could have done a nice bit of reporting about Scott Mills coming out, that sort of thing, to me, obviously.
he's
obviously come out before now. That sort of thing is very interesting. And yet, deep in-depth articles looking into people's actual personalities rather than the facile things of shorts.
I didn't read it because I knew it would be facile. I didn't think it would be an interesting article about coming out.
Judge, lest not we be judged, Simon. And we were judged. We didn't make the rapture. We're stuck here until Jesus comes down with his laser beam eyes and kills us all.
Cool. I'd like to see that.
He will do that. That's what it says in the Bible. He's going to come down and chuck you into hell. I don't think he's going to be sick on you. That'd be cool.
If you're right to us, please do it, sundaypodcast@hotmail.com. You can leave a message on our Facebook group. You can leave a message on our website, sundaysupplement.com. You can Twitter us @SiDunn or @Izzy_Lawrence, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Or you can go see Izzy at the Ox Fringe or buy my book from Amazon. It's Rotten Apple.
The Ox Fringe is in Oxford, by the way, in the UK. But I'm also performing in the Camden Fringe in August and the Reading Comedy Festival in October. So you've got other opportunities. Yeah. But come to the Ox Fringe one, because that'd be fun.
Cheerio.
Bye.
Our theme tune is Got Carter by George Wood and is used with kind permission.